Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, there is some doubt in the ticket text this morning. Thanksgiving Eve. Question about concern tomorrow. Injuries mounting, short week, division game. Lions are double-digit favorites. They've handled adversity all year. Why would you be concerned? Ticket texter says, I've been looking forward to this game all year. It's been bothersome that people think Goff is great. We're going to see him turn into a pumpkin and show why he should be benched for Hendon Hooker.
What? Are we really getting text messages like that? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, his phone number is 313. I can give it to you if you want to personally talk to him.
Yeah, bring in Daniel Jones. What are we talking about?
This one says, Lions are beat up on a short week going against a healthy division opponent. They're not as bad as their record suggests. I'm expecting the Lions to lose tomorrow. Another ticket text saying that.
This team they're playing tomorrow lost 19-3 at home against the Patriots.
It's a good reminder.
Right.
They lost 29-9 to the Cardinals.
They're also
last
a team
week's
that's found
game
ways
was a,
to lose. Yes.
Was a fake close game. It was the first onside kick in the league this year. I mean,
think about it. But think about it. Even if you think that the Bears, like the 19-3, that's a blowout loss. They've been in a lot of close games. So maybe someone out there is going to sell this as like, well, you know, they're better than the record suggests. No, they deserve their record because they find ways to lose. The Hail Mary is a great example where the coach is giving up yards at the end of the game to make the Hail Mary possible, where they aren't calling a timeout while one of their players is jawing with the fans, while they have a player spying the quarterback on a Hail Mary. Like, yeah. You deserve to lose. The kicking situation where they just had the game winner blocked against Green Bay. They didn't try to gain an extra 4 or 5 yards in the final minute of that game to make the kick easier so he didn't have to line drive it. They deserve to lose. Last week, yes, they get the onside kick. Fortunate. Nobody's gotten an onside kick all year. They get to overtime. What do they do with the ball first in overtime? They punt the ball. They deserve to lose. So while we have the Bears, maybe they're better than the record suggests. No, I would tell you they are exactly who their record suggests they are. Just like the Lions, same thing. What happens when the Lions hit a little rough patch, injury, fumble, adversity? They find ways to win, and not only win handily, win easily, win by multiple touchdowns.
Well, so it all goes to, at this point in the year, you are what your record says you are. I mean, we've heard that line time and time again. And I trust that these teams will be who they are. I trust that Caleb Williams, one, will make a couple of plays. He's going to try and extend some plays. He'll probably take a shot right under the chin from a guy like Jack Campbell. That's what he does. He's also got a live arm. He's going to throw the ball downfield. They've got good receivers. They're going to make some catches. And it's not like last week when Anthony Richardson would just sail the ball. That's who he is. And there were times where they did make the connection and a guy stepped out of bounds or there was a penalty. That's who Indianapolis is. The Chicago Bears will turn the ball over. The Chicago Bears will have stupid penalties. They will break down in pass protection. That's who they are. And what do we know about the Lions? What do we trust about the Lions is that they won't beat themselves. This is a game where you don't beat yourselves, you don't lose the game.
You know, I could have bought into the Bears, you know, making this competitive and winning if Terrion Arnold wasn't going to play. And he was a full participant yesterday, so yes. It looks like he's playing. Like, my fear was, okay, no Davis, no Arnold, and you got Vildor and a Rusty Mosley or what, you know, and that's where you just start looking, okay, at matchups. How is this sustainable when you don't have a great pass rush either, you know? So I actually think with Arnold playing, it just kind of takes it out of the equation a little bit that, you know, the Bears could, you know, kind of dink and dunk simply because they do have three respectable receivers, okay? They got a solid tight end.
Yep.
But at least, you know, Vildor maybe not being on the field quite as much.
Or, yeah, in as bad a spot.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Look, this league, anything can happen. It just seems like, I said a few weeks ago, it seems like the Lions are any given Sunday proof.
Texter says,
are they Thanksgiving proof?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. It's one of the latest narratives that has to die. One of the few things that's held this team back. Like last year, they were the better team. Last year, they're better than Green Bay. right? Didn't win the game.
Right.
And that's incumbent on this team to put their best foot forward and get things done. To avoid, John, to your point, the turnovers. Turnovers are a way that you let a lesser team hang around. And last year, they had too many turnovers at home on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, and it, I mean, we heard it from Dan yesterday, and I'm disappointed in his answer of how do you want to set the tone? You know, what do you do with the coin toss? And he said, special teams. Well, yeah, okay.
He's just effing with us.
Right. But what was the first play from scrimmage last week or last year from Green Bay? It's a long pass to, I forget even who caught it, but it was downfield. It was an explosive play, and it set the tone for the game. I think the opening drives on both sides. And if Chicago goes down and scores, how many times have we seen opening drives end in a field goal or even a touchdown? Like, it happens. It's a scripted drive.
Colts just did it last week. They got a field goal on their first drive. Yep.
Jacksonville did it.
Yep.
Field goal on their first drive. Oh, my goodness. We're down 3-0.
Minnesota and Houston both got up 10-0.
Yeah.
And Detroit's on the road in both those spots.
I do think that it is important to set the tone, whether it's the opening drive for the Lions that goes down and just shoves it down their throat, or defensively you come out and Aaron Glenn finds creative ways, new ways, to apply pressure and give Caleb Williams looks. That's why rookie quarterbacks struggle, is because they're not ready for the little tweaks that a defense can make that makes a coverage or a blitz or anything look different. They don't have the anticipation because they don't have the experience. You do that on the opening drive and you make Caleb Williams look like the rookie quarterback. Now all of a sudden doubt starts creeping into his mind, and it's really hard for rookies to overcome that.
So obviously expectations for this game, 248-539-9797. The other question I asked before the update was, if they lose, will it ruin your Thanksgiving? We had a texter who says, basically any adult who lets a game ruin their holiday is a loser.
Hey, they call them fans, which is short for fanatics, for a reason. There is little reason in how fanatics think.
But it is a thing. Like, I'll admit it. When my team wins, I have a better mood than when my team loses. Like last year on Thanksgiving, I married into a family that travels for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So we were in the Dominican Republic last year for the Lions game. And you would think I'm in a tropical paradise. I would be in a great mood. They had a literal swim up bar in this giant lazy river pool, and everyone's watching the football games. And I was not having a good time. It ruined my day.
Well, in that situation, you are a loser. I mean,
but I'll own it. Like, it did ruin my day. And before you roll your eyes, like, Heather, it'll happen in your house if they lose this game too.
I'm sure it will. Like, I don't remember last year because Brooks was just born.
Right.
He was like 5 or 6 days old on Thanksgiving. So
that's why we have multiple kids, because you forget how miserable,
like,
it is.
It was great being with him, but I was not watching. I don't remember the Lions game. I don't remember them losing. Like, I don't remember anything about that except being at home with Brooks. Like, I didn't even celebrate Thanksgiving because I stayed at home. But I'm sure it affected his mood. I mean, he has said before he thinks this obsession with the Lions could be bad for his mental health, especially if they do end up, because he gets so
better help yet.
He might need to, because he gets so invested in these games, and it is like a crushing loss if they do lose. He loves Thanksgiving. He loves being with his family. He's going to have a great Thanksgiving no matter what, but I do think it will affect
the
his
mood
mindset
of our community. And by community, I say Lions fans, but it is because the Lions are so big here in Detroit, you can tell on a weekly basis, just people walking around, when the Lions have won or lost. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that on a holiday, when you're playing a division opponent, one that is as bad as the Bears are, if you were to lose, that it would affect your mood.
I think ruin is an awfully strong word here, though. I mean, look, it will affect our mood. It'll create a little doubt in my mind if they lose this game. I mean, it changes the story. It's a story changer. If you lose this game, it's a story changer.
Okay, no, let's play this out. Okay, they do the unthinkable. They lose this game. They're the one seed in the NFC on Friday morning.
Right.
What changed?
You bring in a division rival next week that if they come off a win.
You've already beaten.
I know. I'm telling you,
in
though.
Their house.
Well, there's no reason they should lose this game. Under your circumstances,
yeah, sure. Yeah.
Reverse it on it, they shouldn't lose this game.
Sure, I agree. I mean, they're 10-point favorites. I don't care who's injured. They should win this game.
Yeah, if they are who we thought they were, they don't lose this game.
They could lose this game and still go 15-2, by the way, so it won't ruin that either.
It ruined your Thanksgiving last year?
Again, ruin is such a harsh word, but
did it ruin your night?
It killed the mood.
Wow. Yeah. On a swingers cruise?
It's right. Not a swingers cruise.
Yes. Married into it, I guess. That's what it sounds like.
Texter wants to know where we're going this year. We're not. They are in Puerto Rico. I am not in Puerto Rico.
Is your wife in Puerto Rico?
She is not.
Oh, okay. Well, she changed her family tradition.
Well, you can't.
Because of her love for you.
What a guy that I am. What a catch I am, I guess. You guys can tell us. Do you think the Lions losing ruins Thanksgiving? 248-539-9797. And yes, we can keep talking about whether or not you think they win. Sharon Moore coming up at 735. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's the wintry driving season again with reckless drivers. They're everywhere, and they just cannot seem to keep control of their own cars. If you get injured in an auto accident during this or any time of the year, you need an injury attorney who will be responsive to your needs and aggressive against the insurance companies. The injury attorney that you need to hire is David Femeninio and his team. It's an amazing team. You can pick up the phone right now and speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
If you're a fan, the result's going to affect your mood. Will it ruin Thanksgiving if the Lions lose? 248-539-9797. You have experience. It's been 7 straight Thanksgiving losses. Is this year any different in that if they lose, it ruins Thanksgiving?
This year is wildly different because the expectations are so much higher.
Yeah.
But I think if they lose, it affects your mood, but it doesn't ruin Thanksgiving. I think those are the two easy answers.
Texter says, I'll be depressed if they lose, but I'm just going to have to gorge myself on more turkey and stuffing. Oh, well, Todd and Novi.
Eat my feelings.
In the past, when the Lions have gotten smoked on Thanksgiving, it has really impacted my day. If they lost a really close one, I'm bummed the rest of the day. Chris in Warren.
Oh, like a Hail Mary?
I've had that. How about the one where Jim Schwartz challenged a play you couldn't challenge and it made the touchdown stand? Justin Forsett and the Texans. Everybody remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Sue Stomp on Thanksgiving Day. We've had some awful Thanksgiving. Peyton Manning one year lit up lit up the Lions.
J.J. Watt, the interception.
On Stafford.
Yeah.
The death of Patricia and Quinn. That play. You brought up
horrible.
The Schwartz thing, though, yeah. And you were saying, like, does it ruin it? No, I just start laughing. That's the past.
Yeah.
That was my SOL reaction. I'm like, okay, here we go. It's just... It was a 3-ring circus sometimes. Remember the Titans 47-7?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Chris Johnson and who was the other guy? The USC running back?
Lendale White.
Yeah. They each had 2 touchdowns at halftime.
Mm.
Joey Harrington.
Couple more ticket texts. Last year didn't ruin my Thanksgiving, but all night I would get little waves of irritation when I would think about that game and how they lost. Lions will win. I expect it to be closer than anticipated. Give me the Bears and the points. Nick in St. Clair Shores.
I mean, it is a lot of points. You're talking about double digits in the NFL, and that's the thing that the Lions have been so good at is just outscoring their opponents. And I mean, when you think about a double digit win in the NFL, that's a rare occasion. The Lions have done it on a regular basis. And I don't think injuries play a factor in this. And if they don't win by double digits, again, the whole object is just to win the game.
Yeah, just win. Stay on course for the one seed. Keep the game in hand because you never know. The schedule does get tough with quick turnarounds and no more bye weeks. Just keep winning, bank that cushion, that way that they can get the one seed wrapped up sooner rather than later. And they could technically clinch the playoffs as soon as this weekend, as long shot as it may be. Some ticket texters on the game and what's going on here. It says Lions need to exercise that demon and they will. Grit ball 31-17 win. Another person says it's just like all the other games this year. Seattle, Dallas, these games that they've needed to get wins in that previously they wouldn't.
Well, and it's also the ability, if they do win, which I fully expect them to do, it allows you to hate watch a lot this weekend.
Yep.
Because Philly, Baltimore, like, I mean, you become Baltimore Ravens fans at that point, even later in the day when the Pack takes the field. Like, you become...
You're rooting for Tua.
Yeah.
Goff has a perfect game with his passer rating and the Bears defense, and the defense holds the Bears. Lions, remember last year, win 31-11. A lot of your negative ticket texters are nuts. Lions roll 37-13. And Michigan gets it done. They win 29-23.
29 points. Okay. I'll take it.
That says there will be less fighting around Thanksgiving if the Lions win. I imagine everybody's a little more on edge if they lose this game.
So, I mean, that's the path to it ruining your Thanksgiving, is that it just ruins your mood enough that you ruin it for everybody else. You can't sit down and have a good conversation. It's all, yeah, like, your mood is so affected that you become the jerk at the table.
You lash out and say something that you should have probably bit your tongue about because you're just in a bad mood.
Yeah, maybe something that does irritate you on a regular basis, but normally you're able to bite your tongue.
Yeah. It's the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, you put too many marshmallows on there.
Turkey's dry again.
Sitting there eating, and, you know, they just lost 24-23, a classic game, and somebody says, this is why they need to go to Hooker.
You're like, I
will. Yes. You are kicked out of Thanksgiving.
What would cause a bigger fight? If someone said they need to bench Goff for Hooker, or if someone brings up politics at the table? Might depend on the family.
Yeah.
What about SOL or politics?
Oh, God.
Yeah, your invitation is revoked. No more Thanksgivings with you.
What's more divisive, SOL or politics?
248. I don't really know. I mean, it depends on your family, right?
For SOL to even be a part of the conversation.
Well, that's why he said it, because it's so extreme that you would get someone going, are you really, Uncle Steve? That's what you're going to bring up? Really? On a season where they're going 10-1, you're going to bring up the one time they lose in 3 months? Really? Yeah, I could see that getting somebody really fired up at the dinner table, especially if the Lions lose and it sparks that conversation.
Yeah.
Anyway, we let sports really affect our mood.
Oh, it does. It certainly does. I mentioned it. Like, when you walk around town after a Lions win, everybody's in a good mood. You walk around town and the Lions didn't win, and it certainly affects people's moods.
Yeah, I guess where I'm curious is, like, have they earned so much a benefit of the doubt this year that even if they lose, they're 10-2, that the effect isn't as bad as previous seasons?
Yeah.
No question.
It has to, because, I mean, we had that caller yesterday that said that they were going to have to win 18 games in a row for them to win the Super Bowl. That's not the case. If they lose one, the world is not coming to an end.
Texter says, and this is for you, John, as a Michigan fan, would you take a Lions loss for a Michigan win?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Lions can...
Really?
The Lions can hold... I mean, yeah, the Lions can still get number one. You already said that. You wake up on Friday morning and they're still the one seed. What do they have to lose? Maybe it makes it a little bit tougher on them, but yeah, I'd take that one in a heartbeat.
Tom, you're wearing Michigan swag today. You answer it.
I take a Lions win.
See, that's what I thought.
Michigan's already bowl eligible.
Yeah, Michigan's going to win 7 games instead of 6.
Ryan Day's probably gone either way, so... This Greg breaks the tie.
Oh, Greg! Yeah. Greg's got a take. He's waving for the mic.
As said before in the show, beating your rivals is good.
Yes.
Losing to your rivals is bad.
I didn't ask, would you rather
winning
win or lose?
4 in a row against Ohio State, especially with this terrible team, would be awesome.
Yeah. They spent $20 million on their roster. Our high-priced guys don't come till next year.
See, they went to the school. I didn't.
Walmart.
Walmart, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there Black Friday.
Hey, listen.
Get yourself a new pair of socks, are you? Maybe a couple of them.
We got Sharon Moore coming up at 7:35. I don't know that we need to drop this conversation. We could work it in today. Let's get to Heather's news.
All right, so there is a teacher who was injured in the Oxford High School shooting who is now suing the district and five members or former school officials, alleging that they basically increased the risk of a mass shooting by ignoring signs of impending violence. This teacher, Molly Darnell, filed a civil lawsuit on Tuesday against the district. Two former employees who, she said, interacted with the killer and ultimately released him back to class that day. Two former superintendents and the former principal. She is the only teacher who was shot and is the first non-student to school to sue the district. You know, she's suing for an unspecified amount of money, but says that she's been dealing with obviously emotional distress, sleep disturbance, nightmares, future damages, all sorts of things. Obviously, pain and suffering as well. So it's not surprising to me that this is happening. Mm-hmm. Students at Riverview High School were sent home after bullets were reportedly found in a bathroom Tuesday morning. Police were called to the high school. The classrooms were searched. It's not immediately clear how many bullets were reported by the school or if there was any threats made, but it sounds like everyone is safe and sound there. So that's the good news. A Northern Michigan man with a history of hunting related violations is once again in trouble with the law for allegedly poaching a deer while drunk. This guy, Cecil Day, was arrested at his house on November 18th. That's about 3 days after Michigan's firearm deer hunting season began. The arrest came after Michigan DNR conservation officers actually got this anonymous tip with proof that this guy got out of his car with a rifle and was shooting at a deer on private property. I guess they also found several other deer that had been shot and left in the same area. So this guy was arraigned last week on charges of possession of a firearm by a felon, possession of ammunition by a felon, possession of a firearm with a blood alcohol content over the legal limit, and no hunter's orange. Now he's also, I guess, facing charges linked to alleged poaching as well. So lots of things going this guy's way.
Throw the book at him.
Yeah, he remains in jail and is waiting a preliminary hearing. Oh, the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train passed through through Detroit this week.
Oh,
I've never seen it. It's, again, one of those things, oh, that'd be cool to do, but I'll probably never do it. Yep. But it drew massive crowds this year. So the train passed through, entered into Michigan like around 9:30 Monday night. There were, you know, all the cars and the trains were illuminated with cute holiday lights. There was music playing. Hundreds of people were lined up like near the tracks to get a view, catch some photos. But there was viewing parties as well. The Carbon Athletic Club hosted its 10th annual holiday train watch party on Monday and had over 1,000 people in attendance there. That was setting a record for them. After passing through through Detroit, the train went to like Allen Park, Belleville, Adrian, then crossed over into Ohio and then into Indiana. Cute. Something I cool. think yeah. would be cool. The kids would probably love it.
Sure.
But who knows if I'll actually ever do it. A Lincoln Park police officer and a suspect were both hospitalized on Tuesday afternoon after this narcotics investigation led to gunfire. Both the officer and the suspect were shot. The officer was shot in the leg, taken to the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect, I believe, was shot maybe multiple times. He is in custody and is in stable condition. When officers arrived at this guy's home or wherever they were doing this investigation, he took off running on foot. That foot chase then led to gunshot. Everything is still kind of being put together. An yeah. investigation is underway. Finally, I'll end with this. If you like to pee in the shower, just continue doing it. There'd been some reports before that, you know, might not be the best idea specifically for women because it doesn't. There was reports saying like
a direct shot.
No, it's not good for the pelvic floor, apparently. Like that's what reports were saying. But there's urologists now who are speaking up and saying, hey, that's all false. If you want to pee in the shower, pee in the shower. One, it doesn't cause any harm. Two, it's
convenient.
It's washed away. Yeah, it's, right. Yeah, exactly.
As long as you wash your feet.
Well, yeah.
I mean, no. If you pee in the shower, it requires you to wash your feet at that point, right?
Yeah, if you're getting pee on your feet, sure.
Well, I mean, I
kind of avoidable.
I know how it works for
point.
Dudes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be harder for women.
No, I don't think so.
Don't look at me. I mean, I can't
by
answer
default,
that.
It has to be harder for women.
I'm guessing it's harder, but your pee still goes to the ground.
Gravity
I mean,
works.
The pee is still going to the same place. It's going down the drain.
Yeah, but it's a lot closer to your feet. You get some splatter.
I mean, Yeah, but the pee is still, like, are your feet by the drain? Either way, yes, John, wash your feet. You're going to pee on your feet. Wash them. Okay, the bottom line. Either way, I'm saying these urologists are saying, hey, ladies, you can pee in the shower too. Does no harm.
Thank you for that. That's
You're
Heather
welcome.
With the news. All right. Coming up next, Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore. It's the matchup with Ohio State. Will Johnson ruled out according to Pete Thamel. We'll get the latest from Sharon next. It's 97.1.
Okay, guys, listen up. The holidays are here, so that means you got to get your girl what she really wants this year. So get her a beauty package from Beauty Bird Med Spa. They have so many premium offerings to choose from. It could be Botox or filler or microneedling. And hey, if you've never heard of those things, don't worry. Amy Wise and her team have you covered. They can walk you through everything and they can create this customized package your ladies will love. Plus, they're going to be in great hands. I was just there. I saw Amy and I couldn't be happier with the treatment I received. So don't struggle with the holidays again this year. Go visit them in Commerce or head to mybeautybird.com today. That's mybeautybird.com.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve. We have a chance for you to win tickets to that Lions Thanksgiving Day game. All you got to do is be listening this next hour. You're going to want to hear a phrase, a drop. It's going to be John Jansen's voice saying, it's going to get long, it's going to get hard. When you hear that, you're going to call in. You have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Lions on Thursday against the Bears. Passes to the Lions VIP tailgate at Eastern Market by the Bullseye Event Group. It's the Lions VIP tailgate. All you can eat, open bar, 3 hours before kickoff. BullseyeEventGroup.com for tickets. John, you also said something this hour that I want to work in.
Okay.
Doesn't have to take over the show because we got some Lions stuff we want to do here. But you said you would take a Lions loss if it meant a Michigan win. You would trade a Lions loss for a Michigan Wolverine win.
That was an easy decision.
And you said it's easy.
Oh, yeah, it's an easy decision.
The Lions are chasing a Super Bowl, the one seed. These games do mean a lot. Michigan football games are irrelevant. They're 6 wins. They got their bowl. Their season's done. They're going to the Cheez-It Bowl or the Duke's Mayo Bowl. How can you put a Michigan win over a Lions win at this point?
Oh, it's super easy. It's the biggest game of the year, whether it's a national title run or not. It's the biggest game of the year. And to have 4 in a row to beat your rival, especially when you're not that good of a team, you're not nearly as good of a team as they have been throughout the course of the year. So, yeah, I mean, but I may be in the minority in this. That's fine. I don't care. It's my feeling. In a 10-2 Lions team, do I sit there and say that changes anything about their Super Bowl expectations? No.
But the Lions season matters, and Michigan's doesn't.
But this game matters. I don't expect you to understand the
and
logic.
That's fine, and I won't pretend to. I'll ask other people, 248-539-9797.
It's much different than if you said, hey, you know, I asked you the same question. If you could beat Western,
right?
Would you take a Lions loss?
I take the Lions over.
Right,
over.
Because it just doesn't mean as much to you for that one win.
What would be the equivalent for a Spartan fan? Like beating Michigan or the Lions winning?
I would.
Yeah, Greg's got a thumbs up back there. Maybe that's a way to answer it if you are a Spartan fan and you want to weigh in. Because, again, if you're not a Michigan fan, this question doesn't apply to you. It really only matters if you're a Wolverine fan and you can only win one game this week. Is it against the Buckeyes? And I'm not telling you it wouldn't be satisfying to beat Ryan Day. I mean, he's already talked about how this game is everything and they lost 3 in a row and they've overhauled the roster. Guys came back for this. If they lose, it would be hysterical. I don't mean to downplay it. I just, the stakes are so much lower there than to me where they are for the Lions.
Well, so let me put it in context. The Lions can lose this game, still go on to win the Super Bowl. No question.
Mm-hmm.
Lions lose to the Bears. I mean, are you really going to hear it from Bears fans for 365 days?
No, you'll get them back in a month.
You get 2 shots at them still. If you lose this one, then you got to listen to those jerks for 365 days. and they will let you know about it. I mean, it's the same thing. Michigan has let them know about it. How many days? I don't even know. It's over 1,000 days, right, since Ohio State has beaten Michigan. That, to me, is the most the dumbest stat that I see on social media. I don't care. It's only about what happens on this Saturday, what happens this year. And then you have to live with it for the rest of the year because you don't get another shot at them. You don't get to redo that game. You have to live with it. Senior class that could go 4-0. Like, that's a big deal. But it goes down to the fan base as well, not just this game and what it means for the entirety of the season, because you already mentioned it. Like, if they lose this game, they're still in the one seed. It makes it harder. It could make it more complicated.
I was just taken aback, but you said it. You were echoed by Greg, who also has a fancy Michigan degree on his wall, too. So it's out there for Wolverine fans today on what is basically our Football Friday. Going into the
going into the holiday weekend.
I know you'll be in Friday with Stoney, but yeah, we got picks coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Just as a note too, TJ will also be in on Friday at 9 a.m. So we'll get the instant reaction that he has from the Lions game at 12:30.
So Friday is a Monday.
Friday is a Monday.
What does that make next Monday?
Two Mondays.
Double Monday.
Yeah, double Monday.
Don't look at it that way. Everything else is better when you don't look at it that way. Mm-hmm. All right, so Michigan fans, you have a spot on the phones if you want it. You can only win one game this week, Lions or Wolverines. There is a Lions conversation we want to have in the 8 o'clock hour, and it was inspired by some of the chit-chat off-air. Tom had shared, someone in his life said he's kind of bored with the Lions
and
right now.
Due to some callers that we had Monday and Tuesday.
And you've noticed this, like, maybe spoiled. Lions fans are spoiled by this success.
Heather, you're smiling.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think you should be bored with this. I don't think fans have been spoiled at all. We've actually had a really rough go of it for our entire life. But are people getting...
Times two.
Yeah. But I wonder, Lions are 10-point favorites. Expected to win again. No drama. Are you getting kind of bored? Are we getting kind of spoiled by the fact that this team just rolls in, rolls up, and beats people no matter what happens? Like, injuries, short week, and yet we all feel really good about the Lions this week. Are we spoiled in that way? 248-539-9797. Lots to talk about after Falar's update. It's 97.1.